Harry?
Harry?
No,
was it you guys
Harry?
Read the news?
Was it Harry?
It was Harry.
Was it William?
It was Harry. Harry was in the eighth row.
Oh, he was? Yeah, I didn't see that.
Tate McRae was up high, too.
She was up there.
The eighth row. How did he get pushed back to the eighth row when you're so
I felt awful. I couldn't remember his name. I'm like, you know, that prince.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a prince anymore, right? Like, I think technically not really. Right.
Well, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was notoriety.
On the seventh row, and then somebody else came along. They said, sorry, dude, you got to go to the eighth row.
Like, Sydney Sweeney was in the, 10th row? She was up there. Those are still, those seats were only $500,000.
Yeah. Do you think they paid for them? Do you think, Timothy Chalamet paid for his tickets?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
You don't think
Not at all. Not at all. No. Celebrity Row during playoffs and in the final games? No.
They don't. Okay.
No,
that's
they're
casting,
invited.
Right? That's TV casting because they got something to go.
So okay, Taylor Swift didn't pay for her tickets?
No.
Why is it the people that can afford the tickets don't have to pay for the tickets?
Yeah, that's how that works.
That's how they can afford the tickets because they don't have to pay for any tickets.
Do you think he ever pays? Timothy Chalamet has ever paid for those tickets?
I don't know. If you're on Celebrity Row and you're a celebrity, you typically do not pay for tickets.
Oh. So Spike Lee doesn't pay? I mean, he's at every game. He doesn't have
I mean, they've actually kicked him out of a game or two, haven't they? If I'm not correct.
Oh, I don't
if
know.
I'm not
he
mistaken.
He should have been kicked out of several. He gets on the court. You're not supposed to do that. So.
But it's Spike Lee.
Well, he's been a ticket holder, season ticket holder for longer than we've been alive.
Forever.
Anyway, so, celebrities. You're right, though. The people that have the money, don't have to spend the money, but that's how they keep the money.
Right, but it's not fair for these fans that can't afford it, that really want to be there.
That's the way it is. I had a friend who used to play in the NFL, played for the Dolphins, and he's like, when I had no money, I could barely afford to eat. Now that I play for the Dolphins and I have all this money, everybody gives me free meals everywhere I go.
Yeah,
he's like, it's really kind of backwards. It's
you think Larry really David is. Paid for his seat?
Hell no.
But he should.
I don't know.
I think some of them do. I do, because don't they, some of them pay because they don't want to deal with the politics of whatever it takes to sit there, so they just buy their seats?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that is the case
but
with a lot of
people. But you have to be invited to get those seats, you know what I mean? You don't just get them.
No, they're on StubHub. They really are. I mean, not during the final games, but all season long, you could sit on the wood and pay a lot of money and get those seats. If you didn't want to go through the filters and make the phone calls or have your people make the calls.
Wow.
Elvis, you were invited, right?
I don't know how this turns into my situation. I don't know why we have to bring that up. We could have easily not brought that up.
But I feel like this is a lot like Jingle Ball too, because all the celebrities try to ask for free tickets to Jingle Ball. And
yeah,
you can buy her tickets. Why don't you just buy
them? Don't you remember Rosie O'Donnell was asking for her family every year, and she had her publicist call me, and I said, "Tell Rosie to go buy them."
Yeah,
I'm done
ask
giving
for free
away
stuff
tickets.
All the time.
Yeah,
well, a lot of tickets that I give away to people, my friends, I pay for those for Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
Those come out of my pocket.
Right.
But the reason why that Jingle Ball back in the day used to be somewhat of a fundraiser. I don't know if you remember that. We were raising money for causes.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, every year was a different cause. Yep. Oh, I remember that.
So that was a little different.
Oh, we don't do that. I thought we still did that.
And now it's just profit, huh?
So Nate says he claims he found the rules for Celebrity Row.
Well, okay. I Googled it. So, take this with a grain of salt. So
yeah, we'll do that.
Timothée Chalamet, for instance, does not pay for his Knicks tickets. This is according to Google. However, he has to abide by the rules of Celebrity Row. So he has to, A, stay for the entire game. You can't leave until the final buzzer. You can't swap tickets. You have to, if they give you the seats, you have to stay in those seats, and you can't swap with anybody else. And
there's a reason for that.
Have to
so the camera people know where you're sitting.
Correct. And that's the last part. You have to participate with the media. So if you go on, you're going to be on camera, so you have to be okay with being on camera and doing certain things before and after the game.
It's true. The times I've sat on Celebrity Row, you do they but you do get great lamb chops in that club back in the back.
Oh wow!
Oh my gosh! Those lamb chops are fabulous.
Oh my gosh!
but anyway,
I sat on the wood for a St. John's game one year when we were doing a big celebration, and the guy fell on the court in front of me, which they fall, and as a mom, I get up, I go, "Oh, is he okay?" And I'm like the like, sit back down. I'm like, okay, sorry. I was concerned. He fell almost on my lap. I want to make sure it was okay. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's really fun to be injured by a big basketball player on your feet. One of those guys, he plowed into my foot. And it was a badge of honor to have a bruise on my foot. It's kind of cool. All right, so bottom line, who here is thinking about going to the parade on Thursday?
I would love to go.
I'm thinking about it, but
I would like to be in the area somehow. You know,
good
just
luck.
Feeling the energy.
I'd like to be on a rooftop looking down.
Anyway, I love people texting and thinking they know what they're talking about. Anyway, keep on guessing, kids. All right, if we can put something together and maybe find a little hole in the wall that will accept us, the non-VIPs, that would be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Let's think it through. That's for Thursday. Traffic is already bad today because of World Cup action out in the Meadowlands, right?
Yep.
So, we've got so much going on.
Give yourself a lot of time today if you're in that area, that's for sure.
We could do Danielle right here. You want to do Danielle?
Yeah, haven't done her in a while.
Danielle, when's the last time you were done?
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, recently.
Let's go around the room. I'm prepared for around the room, and then if we can get Danielle in there, we'll cram her in. I'm going to see what's on the minds of people in the room. I'll start with you, Danielle.
All right, so.
What's on your mind today?
I don't know if it's just me because I keep searching for, like, food and stuff on Instagram, but this fruit roll-up ice cream thing. Have you seen this?
No.
So, you take a scoop of ice cream, like vanilla. Most people are using vanilla. And you take, like, a fruit roll-up, and you wrap it around the ice cream. And it basically hardens instantly. And then people have been eating it, and it's like this crunch. And
people
are saying it's amazing.
You wrap it around, and it gets hard instantly?
Yes, it gets hard. Somehow, it gets hard almost instantly.
Well, what I'm thinking is you could use that for all sorts of things.
I don't know. If your thing is as hard as ice cream, maybe as cold as ice cream, I don't know. But I want to try it because I'm so intrigued. And it looks so delicious and so simple. So I'm like, I got to try it. A lot of people do it with the rainbow fruit roll up. So.
Oh, perfect for Pride Month.
Yes. It looks delicious. If anybody's tried it, please let us know.
Text us at 55100. What's up with you today, Gandhi?
I recently flew back. I was in Charlotte over the weekend. Came home to find that Newark Airport has a completely different setup now than it did before for getting your Ubers from Terminal C.
Oh.
So I feel like everybody should know that. You used to just walk out the doors. It was right there. You could walk out and it was at the curbside. Nope. Now you're going up to the parking garage and getting your Ubers from a spot in the parking garage. So if you are traveling, I know a lot of people are right now, just pay attention to that because it threw me off. But everybody at the airport was so friendly about it. There's signage everywhere. And, you know, Newark Airport, not the friendliest place ever. But they were. So, shout out to them for that.
I've never heard anyone say what you just said. Everyone at the airport, so polite. So
they
nice.
Were. It was crazy. I thought, what is happening? Oh, my God.
I love hearing that. Hey, Scary, what's up with you?
A lot of people will never understand the plight of a black coffee drinker, like myself.
You're black?
I take my coffee black.
You just said you're a black coffee drinker. Wow. Did you guys not hear that?
I did hear that.
Every morning I order a small hot black coffee, and honestly, you can't detect bad coffee. Most people take sugar, milk, and whatever, and it masks the coffee. So a lot of these places get away with serving subpar product. But to the black coffee drinker, we taste
like you.
Everything in the coffee. So when you get a bad batch or a bad cup, it's really awful. So I'm just saying that most people are lucky because they do put milk and sugar in it. They don't know they're drinking the bad coffee.
It's like putting ketchup on steak. I get that. But I tell you this, Scary, I happen to enjoy my coffee served black as well. And you can taste all the nuances. That's why there are some coffees I just cannot drink from certain companies, which will remain nameless. But that's very good. If you want to be a coffee connoisseur, then you gotta keep it pure. Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
So it is so cold in this studio here in Tampa, and I don't know why. It's like you can hang meat in this studio. So I made a skirt to keep my legs warm out of my hoodie that I'm wearing. I keep my arms in the sleeves. I've got my arms like tucked in the sleeves. I had to go to the bathroom a few minutes ago, so I walked down the hall with my skirt on. And you should have seen the people here in the building looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with that dude? Why does he look like that? But I zipped it up around my legs, stepped into it. I've got the hoodie tucked in the back of my pants, and then I've got my arms in the sleeves so that I can keep my legs warm here in the studio.
Wow.
That seems to be a far way to go just to stay comfortable.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so cold in here, man. And you know, I don't like cold. So I'm always like kind of looking for a way for it to be. I'm wearing a hoodie, but my legs were cold. So I made a skirt, a dress out of my other hoodie. And so.
Well, how'd you pee?
Yeah, how do you pee with your skirt? Now you know how when women have to suffer.
I do. I had to pull it up. I had to shimmy it up my legs and then pull it back down standing at the urinal. It was okay. A little weird.
I love how you opened this up by saying it's so cold you could hang meat in there, and then you said you're wearing a skirt. So I'm there's a skirt steak joke in there somewhere.
Hanging meat.
Yes. Nate, did we go to you? Nate, what's up with you?
So here's a little friendly reminder. You go to the bathroom, wash your hands after.
Just oh my God! What happened?
Encountered somebody in the bathroom to be remain nameless.
Curtis Sliwa.
No.
Maybe not. And he was very.
No, he was.
He very briskly walked out of the stall after, you know, doing whatever he did in there.
No, Nate, you clearly said it was Curtis Sliwa who didn't
did
wash his hands.
Off the air.
Oh, he's going to come down here.
On his list.
I keep forgetting we're on the air. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. So wash your hands, people. It's not you might not get pee-pee on them, but you got other stuff on there. Just wash your hands.
It's been reported here many of these men do not wash their hands.
Ugh.
Oh, I always do. I always say you should wash your hands before you go to the bathroom because chances and are your thing is the cleanest thing because it hasn't touched anything else usually if you showered. So your hands are dirtier than that is.
That's true.
So if you touch a thing with dirty hands, then you really should wash your hands when you're leaving because you're... You touched your dirty thing.
And you need to wash that too. You don't just don't wash that in the company sink.
You know they don't have wiener washers in the men's room, and they need that.
At least cosplay by running the water and then just and walking
cosplay.
Out.
No. You need to wash your hands. Get out of here. Hey, so what does Frank want on line 19? What's
he
up to?
A question for you, Elvis.
All right. Oh, by the way, people are texting in. They're saying that Prince Harry technically is still Prince Harry.
Okay. Oh, really?
He just doesn't have royal things. Hey, Frank.
Okay.
What's going on, Frank? Yeah. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering who the hell Timothy Chalamet is.
What? Okay.
very good question. He is a young actor who is acclaimed actor by some people's opinions. He's been in a lot of movies. He's got a lot of hype behind him. But I bet there are a lot of people just like you, Frank, that don't know who he is. And that's not unusual.
Oh,
not at all.
I guarantee my boyfriend has no idea who he is.
He played Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Did you see A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan story? That was him.
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
No.
Marty Supreme. Yeah,
no. Willy Wonka, the new one.
Never heard of the guy.
You know what? A lot of people, you know what? The movies you just mentioned, a lot of people have not seen.
Yeah.
You know what? Our friend Lee Schrager, bet he doesn't know who Timothy Chalamet
probably
is.
Probably not.
So, no, you're not alone, Frank. Don't let anyone make you think you're a lesser of a person by not knowing Timothy Chalamet. Not at all.
Thank goodness.
You're okay, buddy. But go Google him. That's your assignment for the day.
Yeah, I mean, more people know Timothy Chalamet from Knicks games than they do from maybe some of his films.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just a thought. What do you think, Gandhi?
So Brandon is so out of the world of celebrities. Yeah. We all go to this one dinner, and Paul Rudd shows up all the time. And whenever Paul Rudd is there, everyone freaks out. Oh, my God, Paul Rudd's here. Brandon was like, who the hell is that? And I tried to tell him. He said, I only know A-list celebrities like David Spade. Dead serious. I said, okay, I can't help you here.
All right, so Frank, you're not alone. You're okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to us, man. You too, Frank.
Goodness.
Yeah, people are saying, well, don't forget, Timothy was nominated for an Oscar this year. Well, most people don't know who any of those people or any of those films are.
Watch the Oscars.
That's true.
Exactly. There you go.
I love hearing from people like that, though, because it puts things in perspective. Like, we think everyone's on the same page as us. Absolutely
not. But it's like when you're scrolling on Instagram, like when I just talked about the fruit roll-up ice cream, right? To me, I look at that constantly, so it's always popping up. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this must be the new thing. Yep. Everybody must be doing this. But no, I'm the only one that's looking at it, so that's why it's popping up for me. All the time. You guys had no idea what the hell it was. Do you know what I mean?
But also, you're a trendsetter. You're reporting.
That's it.
You're reporting on the trends, so you're ahead of the curve. You know? Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi and get on with our day. Gandhi, what's going on right now?
All right, a system of pretty severe storms is expected to take aim at parts of the Midwest and Northeast this week. That weather threat is expected to start today with gusty winds and hail set to hit parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Major cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, and Detroit could all be impacted. Later in the week, the severe weather threat is expected to move to us here in New York City, Washington, D.C., and other large East Coast areas. This comes just days after both regions were hit by destructive winds and large hail. Danielle reported on this yesterday, but now two San Antonio brothers are in custody in Kansas City and accused of stealing soccer gear from the England World Cup team. The two delivered a trailer containing England national team's gear and memorabilia to Swope Soccer Complex last Friday. An inventory revealed some items were missing, including jerseys, shorts, shirts, gloves, power strips, a speaker, a soccer ball, and two stuffed lion toys. Police arrested them for receiving stolen property. And finally, a national poll that came out yesterday finds that phone tracking is following a lot of kids well into adulthood. Danielle, do you track your kids' phones?
Yes.
There you go. The University of Michigan Health Poll says 52% of parents track the location of adult children between the ages of 18 and 25. Most say they do it for safety or emergencies. Nearly one in four parents who track their adult kids say checking the app makes them anxious. And researchers say constant tracking can also get in the way of young adults learning to manage their own lives.
But Life360 is great, and I do it because I want to make sure they got where they were going, and it makes you a little nervous nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
My sister tracks
me.
Yeah.
And your kids should be tracking you, Danielle.
No, I'm surprised they might, actually.
Yeah, we track our parents, too. Just make sure what's going on over there.
Someday I'm going to allow someone to track me. I think I'm almost at that trackable point in my life.
I think there are like 30 people who can track me at any moment. I lost my phone not too long ago, and I was like, call Diamond, see where my phone is.
That's it.
By the way, Lee Schrager just checked in with me. He says he does know who Timothy Chalamet is because he slept with him.
Oh, Lord. Oh, please. Please.
All right. Please. And there you go.
I mean, really, come on.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Who's with me?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Don't
make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play?
Mark my words, this love will make you levitate.
Like a bird without a cage.
Return to earth,
if you choose to walk away, don't walk away.
It's in the palm of your hand.
Going back.
She's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shawty so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She wrapped me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Ready, girl. chance to win $2,500.
Just enter this nationwide keyword at Z100.com.
Liberty. That's Liberty.
Enter it now at Z100.com.
Woo! Let's get back.
Back to the hits.
Z100.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I make it so easy.
Every day. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, what a dinger.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, there's my song. We got to play that. There's a couple of songs we have in queue today. That one now, of course, from Bruno Mars. And some Goo Goo Dolls. You know who's coming in? Johnny Resnick
that's
is
so
coming
cool.
in.
Awesome.
You know what? And you may be going, well, who's Johnny Resnick? Well, of course, if you're familiar with Goo Goo Dolls, you know exactly who Johnny Resnick is. But I think, is it Sly? Which Goo Goo Dolls song is all over social right now?
Iris. It's
everywhere. Iris. Oh, Iris. That's right. I mean, so you've heard him. We all have. I mean, we used to play Goo Goo Dolls every 3 minutes here on Z100 years ago. Can't wait to have him in. What a nice guy. Lives in Jersey. He's going to just come on in.
He gave me a bracelet once when he was here. I said, oh, I love your bracelet. He took it off his wrist and gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I hope he wears a Rolex when he comes in. What's up, Garrett?
I was shopping with Johnny Resnick last Saturday at Target.
Oh, really? You went with him or you met him there?
No, we were both in the toy aisle in the Clark, New Jersey Target. And I go, Johnny Resnick? He goes, yeah. I go, oh, very nice to meet you. You're playing the iHeartRadio Music Festival. He goes, oh, yeah. I go, what are you doing here? He goes, buying a toy for a birthday. I go, so am I.
And Nate, you served jury duty with Johnny Resnick.
In Los Angeles, like 15, 16, 17 years ago. I looked to my right. I'm like, wait, is that Johnny Resnick? Johnny Resnick was
doing
jury duty.
Wait, did he wind up on a case?
No, he ended up being released because he's Johnny Resnick, and because I'm who I am, I ended up getting stuck there for the next 2 days.
There you go. The attorney said, no, we'll have to let you go, Mr. Resnick. You're too cool. But that Nate guy over there, you're staying.
Yep.
your stay. Let's get into Danielle's report. Then we have some sound with Garrett coming up. Danielle, you're up first.
What's going on? Well, I told you about this, that this was happening, those chairs that people sat in during the NBA playoffs. Well, a chair that Taylor Swift sat in during the playoffs just sold for $7,000.
Oh, my God.
The Cleveland Cavaliers were auctioning them off. And, yeah, the Cavs were swept by the Knicks. We know that in that series. And Taylor's chair from Game 3 was the most expensive. Her man Travis Kelce's chair only sold for $1,405.
Okay. So. I propose something. See that chair that Nate's sitting in?
Yeah. Yes.
Other than Nate, do you know how many people have sat in that chair, including Taylor Swift?
That is true.
Yeah.
People have sat in that chair.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, every artist known to man worth anything has sat in that chair. We should auction that baby off.
Yeah, for charity. And we could post pictures of all the celebrities sitting in that chair.
Yeah.
For charity. No, stop.
Oh, not charity, for charity?
Please. Oh, for charity. Charity.
But does it take away that Nate sat there, too, or no?
Yeah, like when his butt goes on there after Taylor's, does it like erase it? I'm just curious.
Is that also the chair that you launched across the room one day?
Yeah, that chair's been through a lot.
Yeah. What a story it has.
You know what? No, on second thought, we should keep it. It's got history.
Okay.
All right, back to you, Danielle.
Disney is celebrating America's 250th birthday with a star-studded concert out in Nashville. It's called Disney Celebrates America, Nashville Star-Spangled Bash, Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, Clint Black, Lauren Daigle. Is that how you say her name?
Yes.
I think so.
Yep.
Lil Big Town. Nick Jonas is going to be there. I mean, Sublime, Neo. It's going to be awesome. And, of course, it's going to happen on the 4th of July, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC, Disney Plus, ESPN, and other places. You'll be able to see it as well. So Jelly Roll and his wife are getting a divorce. How sad is that? TMZ is reporting that he filed papers at a Tennessee courthouse last month. The couple has been up and down in their relationship. And, you know, I think we saw him at the Grammy Awards recently thanking her for everything, saying that he wouldn't be here without her. So it's amicable, that's what they're saying, and that it's a family matter and that they're both agreeing to do this. So, you know, we got to respect their privacy and we hope the best for both of us. For both of them.
Well, and for us too. I want good things for us as well.
And for us as well. Oh my God.
An unrelated note.
Okay. Let's talk about yesterday. The big news from the World Cup was the Spain-Cape Verde game. It ended in a draw, 0-0. But the goal. His name was Vozinha, and he is 40 years old. He had 7 saves. He kept a clean sheet against Spain in his country's first World Cup. And when he started the game, he had 50,000 followers on Instagram. By this morning, when we started the show, he had 6.5 million. It was crazy. And he wanted his mom to come watch him play, but she couldn't get her visa in time because it was expensive. And there's a whole story there. So this guy, people are loving him. How special. I love those stories that come out of World Cup, right? So cool. A third hockey romance for everyone, following heated rivalry and off campus, is coming to Netflix. This is called Icebreaker, and it is produced by Call Her Daddy's host, Alex Cooper. It's based on the popular book. A figure skater and a hockey player share more than practice rink time. Yeah, you know. And next Monday's Love Island USA episode will stream on Peacock and screen at 28 theaters in 15 cities. So I guess if you want to go see it, just Google and see where it's being shown near you. What are we watching? Well, we've got 4 games for World Cup today. America's Got Talent. You also have Bravo giving us that extra post-season reunion episode of Summer House. That's on tonight as well, and a bunch of other stuff. And that is my Danielle report.
Icebreaker is the latest hockey romance.
You have to say it. Icebreaker.
Icebreaker. We're a figure skater. Hooks up with a hockey player who's always hoping to end up in the penalty box.
Yes.
Wow. We should all write some sort of ice skating romance. Mm. I think that's where it's going right now. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Sound. Garrett, what do you have?
By the way, my story would be a radio host falls in love with a hockey player. Mm. Mm. Based off of you, Elvis. There you go. All right. Let's start.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
But all right, there. Let's start with a talkback we got on the iHeartRadio app from a listener who has a question about someone in this room.
Hey, Elvis, do you think you could tell us about how Straight Knee got his job again?
Straight who?
Knee. Straight knee.
I like straight knee.
Straight knee.
Straight knee.
Oh, sounds like an injury.
Straight knee, fellow.
Hey, straight knee.
How'd you get your job?
I don't know.
How did you get your job?
How did you get your job?
He bended his knee.
Both of them.
Both of them. There you go. There's the answer. There we go.
All right, let's go to New Jersey, where they are fighting right now as they're trying to get bills passed. But one lawmaker is upset that they're arguing over what the state nut should be.
Well, we need a nut here in New Jersey. Let's listen in.
This is crazy. I mean, why on earth do we need a state nut? This moronic, awful, stupid, crazy, nutty piece of legislation shouldn't even be up for a vote today.
Assemblyman.
What?
Stick to the bill and stop insulting your colleagues.
Do they have a piano playing in Congress?
Yeah.
Get out of here, these stupid people. What else is going on?
By the way, they're arguing that the hazelnut should not be the state nut.
Okay.
That's what they wanted it to be.
Let them argue.
This couple is going viral over how they pronounce the word sweet potato. Do you put the emphasis on the word sweet or potato?
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potato. I think I put the emphasis on sweet. Is that a southern thing?
Sweet potato. Sweet potato. I say sweet potato.
Yeah. Sweet potato would be weird.
What am I saying?
Sweet potatoes.
I don't hear a difference.
Say it.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes.
Not sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes.
I don't know why there's an argument. Who cares? We do say sweet potatoes.
Yeah, it's one of those things where people are saying, oh, I put the emphasis on sweet, and others are saying they put the emphasis on potatoes. Let's talk about some soccer. So Scottish fans in Boston pretty much took over Fenway. This was actually happening in the ninth inning. So during between innings, they started singing the Proclaimers because it's a tradition in Fenway, apparently. And when the game got back into action, they were still singing, and all the announcers started commenting on it.
It's not the Phoenix Open.
What a night. Just a brilliant group of people. Still singing from the break. The song's been over for minutes.
It's not the Phoenix Open.
All right, there we go.
It won't stop. Okay, there you go. So go ahead.
Cool. All right, now Houston, the Fox station in Houston, Fox 4, they were interviewing a Japan fan who was very excited to be in the U.S. and watch his team play, but he doesn't speak much English.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I cannot speak English, but... Okay. But... I'm excited!
I love it!
Yeah!
Baby!
Oh, yay!
Let's go!
There you go. Excitement is the universal language.
Yes.
The universal language of excitement. You're a good American, Garrett. Thank you so much. I love it. All right, so what day is Johnny Resnick coming in?
Next Thursday.
All right. This song sounds great in the sunshine, does it not?
Oh, yeah.
A great summer song from 1,000 years ago. I love it.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? Give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill, the priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So it means to be a man, or something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all.
know. Johnny Resnick will be here in a few days.
That's so cool.
You were talking earlier about Jelly Roll and going through the divorce.
Yeah.
I read this thing online the other day, and I think this is such great advice for people in relationships. Someone asked their grandfather or something, someone, what's the secret to loving the same woman for a lifetime? They asked the grandfather. Of course, expecting the grandfather to say communication, trust, date nights. Instead, granddad says, you don't love the same woman constantly because she changes every few years. And if you don't update the way you love her, you lose her. Oh. And I'm sure that works both ways.
Yeah, of course.
Right? We all go through different things in life that make us change as people. So therefore, you're not really with the same person anymore. You're with, well, the same person who's a different person who's experienced different things, loss or challenges lost to or whatever. Granddad said, the woman I married at 22 wasn't the same woman at 30. Hardship changed her. Motherhood changed her. Time changed her. At 40, she needed respect more than romance. At 50, she needed partnership more than passion. And at 60, she needed presence more than promises. He paused for a moment and added, every time she changed, I had a choice. I could complain that she wasn't the woman I fell in love with, or I could fall in love with the woman she was becoming. There's a lot of truth to this. Yeah, I never really thought it through like this.
Wow, granddad.
He goes on to say, the biggest mistake people make is thinking love stays the same. They fall in love once, then stop paying attention. Loving someone for a lifetime means staying curious about them and keep learning about them, keep noticing them, and keep choosing them. Because the moment you stop discovering the person beside you, someone else eventually will, possibly. Look at that.
That's so true. Mm,
so true.
You never stop getting to know each other because you're constantly changing. So you're wondering why the romance isn't there, or, wow, we got married however many years ago or started dating and now it's different. Well, because you're both different.
You're supposed to change. I remember having that conversation with my ex-boyfriend before we broke up where he said I'd changed. And I was like, good. You're supposed to do that. I'm sad that you haven't.
Well, there you go. So if you're in a rut right now or in a pothole in your relationship, stop and think about that. How have they changed? But then again, how have you changed as well?
Right.
And, wow, you got to keep falling in love with them if you want to stay with them. All right. Am I being a Debbie Downer?
No, for sure.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Very true.
I mean, no.
And if you just don't love them anymore, leave their ass. Let's get out. Get out of there. Just helpful advice from Uncle Elvis. Look at that look on Nate's face. Are you lost right now? What are you thinking about?
Oh, that was great, right? That was very insightful.
Did you even hear what I said?
Well, yeah, I did. You know, I think everybody internalizes it and they process it in their own way. So I think you need to give people an opportunity to think about their own lives, and that's what you just did.
Good. All right, think about your own lives. Okay, let's have some fun. What do you want to do coming up? Give me something fun to do.
We should play, like, we haven't played, like a...
You want to play the feud?
Yeah, like
the feud. Oh, my God. Do we need a feud?
Yeah.
Should we beat the living hell out of each other?
Yes.
Oh, let's get sassy. Let's play the feud coming up.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
Hi, this is Taylor Swift.
Hi, it's Lady Gaga.
Hey, it's Doja Cat.
Ow. And you're listening to Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a thought.
desire the one, desire you are.
To the next floor. Here comes the three to the two to the one. Homeboy tripping, he don't know I got the gun. When it come to popping, we do this for fun. You ain't got one sticking, you better run. Now I'm in the back getting eaten from my huns. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking my stuff, saying she ain't having fun. Chick, give it back, now you don't get none.
Drinking is very bad. Morning Show.
Z100.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
So who in here wanted to play the feud?
Me. I wanted to play something where we fight.
It's pretty much everything we do.
Yeah.
We're the family that loves together and fights together. Right? Is that what we do?
Yeah. And be mean to Nate while we play feud.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not unwarranted, though. Nate earns it.
Here we go. It's time for the feud, and here's the guy who warrants it. It's Straight Nate.
That's right. The worst host ever. And the worst contestant ever, Elvis Duran. That's me.
Thank you.
And, you know, I didn't warn him, but Scotty B is going to be playing with you. Yeah. And so is Froggy, because they both pissed me off recently. So,
wow.
Punishment. Froggy knows what he did, and Scotty B is about to know what he did. So,
wow, retribution is everything. Do you want to fill us in on what they did? No.
We'll just leave that up to your imagination. And the other team is going to be captained by Scary, because I feel like he generally knows what's going on with these games, and he's got Gandhi and Danielle with him.
Okay.
So are we happy with the selections here on the teams, ladies?
I like that you chose Scary as the lead ahead of Gandhi and Danielle on the team. I wonder why that's going on.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to start at the bottom.
That's a first.
Why do you hate the women, Nate? What did we do to you?
Yeah, what's wrong with the women?
I just feel like, Scary just
I'm always
needs a
bringing
bit.
Up the rear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, boy, now more than ever.
Okay. Elvis, this question is for you.
Oh, goody.
Name something that makes you breathe heavy.
Oh.
You, Nate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's check the board. Oh, is not Nate on the list? There. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
God.
Aren't you so happy, Froggy and Scotty? Yeah, that's, oh, yeah, that's your teammate right there. All right, Scary. Name something that makes you breathe heavy.
Sex.
Sex. Of course.
Yes. Yay!
There you go.
I know Robin hears that all the time from you. God. That's the number three most popular response. We'll you got four left on the board. Are you going to play or are you going to pass?
Of course we're going to play.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You don't want to play this stupid game.
Danielle, what makes you breathe heavy?
Exercise.
Exercise. Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely exercise.
Well, no, hold on. Some could argue that sex is exercise, so it's really the same answer.
No, okay.
Sexercise.
Sexercise.
All right, I want you to go to the gym today, Elvis, and try that. See if that works.
Okay, okay, Nate.
What the
hell? All right.
We got to check your lungs, man.
Yes, we do. All right, Gandhi, name something that makes you breathe heavy.
What about, like, being scared or scary movies?
Scared or scary movies? I wish that was on there.
What?
It's not on there. Not making me breathe heavy. Back to you, Scary. Name something that makes you breathe heavy.
I was going to say running, but is that part of exercise?
Yeah, that's
part of exercise, yeah.
No, he said running. I heard it.
Okay, yeah. What about going underwater? Swimming.
You can't breathe underwater.
Swimming. Swimming.
No, that's your answer. Going underwater.
Swimming.
No, swimming. Exercise.
No, swimming.
Scary.
That was it. He said going underwater. That was his answer.
Oddly enough, you know, you can't breathe underwater, Scary.
Damn it, Scary.
Oh, my gosh, Scary.
Sorry, pal.
So you could have said scuba diving or something like that. It wouldn't make
sense. Yeah. Danielle, it's all up to you. You got one buzz left.
I'm going to say like an asthma or like being sick or something like that.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Yes, being sick. That definitely makes you breathe heavy.
Nice.
That's very good. You staved off elimination here. Now to you, Gandhi.
Oh, God.
Name something that makes you breathe heavy. You only have two answers left on the board.
What about anxiety or like a panic attack?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's a great one.
I would probably qualify that under sickness. So if you want to try again, you're more than welcome.
Okay. spicy food.
Spicy
good
food.
Answer.
Good
answer.
Spicy
good answer.
Food.
Good answer.
Oh,
that's a no.
No.
Damn. Sorry. You're very close on it, but it is not it. Okay. So,
for the steal. For the steal. No, it's not me. We got the team. We get to
that's right.
Yeah. Climbing stairs. Climbing stairs.
Well, that could be exercise a little bit. Maybe
overweight.
Not. I don't know.
Overweight.
Overweight.
God.
How about climbing stairs while overweight? That's been my experience in breathing heavy. I don't know. Are we happy with either of that? What?
Are you happy with that answer?
I'm not happy with anything today, but I don't know.
I do need an
general
answer.
General obesity?
Team Duran.
That's your answer?
Can we go with being overweight?
Being overweight?
Being overweight.
Being overweight.
Okay.
Yes.
Not on there. And in fact, you should have said stairs. That was the number two most popular response.
That's exercise.
No, because if you just have to climb up the stairs to get something, that doesn't count as exercise.
And then the other answer you were missing, you were so close, Gandhi, hot temperatures.
Okay.
But isn't that being sick when you have a hot temperature?
No, it's just warm. It's just hot outside.
Oh, outside. Okay, gotcha.
Do you want to play again? Are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, you're really going to love this one. So we're going to go with Danielle, I think. We're going to have you answer this one first. Name something a parent might scream at their kid to get their fingers out of.
Nose. Your nose.
Your nose. Yes, of course. Your nose. And that's the number one most popular answer. Six responses on the board. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
We want to play, right?
Yeah.
Play.
Want to play? All right,